Well, good morning. It's so good to see you. Merry Christmas. You're a good-looking crew, at least most of you are. Those of you who aren't, you know who you are. This morning, we are talking about Jesus becoming flesh, putting on flesh, putting on humanity. It's amazing that God, in his infinite wisdom, would do things the way he did, and that we get to celebrate his coming this time of year. We call it good news. It's great news that Jesus came, and we're celebrating his coming. But in reality, we're celebrating it because there's really bad news. And that bad news is that we are a broken people, that we are a sinful people, and that we have broken God's law, we have broken God's rule, and that we are condemned in that. And that, as Rusty read earlier, with this imaginative discussion between God the Father and Jesus prior to him even creating humanity, that Jesus said, I will go and I will take upon me the wrath that is due them. That we are a people who deserve wrath. We are a people who deserve destruction. We are a people who deserve hell. And that the people who end up in hell is because they have not chosen to follow after Christ. And so we are here in a broken state, condemned until Jesus comes. And so we celebrate his coming, not just because we want to take a few days off from work and light up our houses and decorate and have family over and eat more than we should and exchange gifts, but we celebrate Christmas because the God who created us became us so that he can save us. And so this morning I want us to look at Jesus, who was the sin slayer. Why do we point forward to Christmas? Why does Christmas become a time of year where we celebrate? Why is it important that Jesus came to earth? And a lot of answers are given to this question. Some would say so that he can bring peace. Some would say that so that he can reveal God. Some would say that so he could teach holiness. And all those answers are true. But at the heart of the question, why did Jesus become man? The reason that he became man was so that he could die for us. And so that he can slay sin, so that he can get rid of the sin problem that we have. So today, looking in the book of Romans, I'll be in Romans chapter 8. We're going to look and we're going to see why Jesus really became man. It wasn't just to teach about the kingdom. It wasn't just to do miracles. It wasn't just to proclaim who God is. But it was really so that he can die for us and that he can deal with the sin problem. So he can deal with the bad news so that we can have the good news. So let's read today in Romans chapter 8. I'll start in verse 1 and we'll read through verse 11. It says this, therefore, no condemnation now exists for those in Christ Jesus, because the Spirit's law of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. What the law could not do, since it was limited by the flesh, God did. He condemned sin in the flesh by sending his own Son in flesh, like ours, under sin's domain, and as a sin offering, in order that the law's requirement would be accomplished in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh think about the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit about the things of the Spirit. For the mindset of the flesh is death, but the mindset of the Spirit is life and peace. For the mindset of the flesh is hostile to God because it does not submit itself to God's law, for it is unable to do so. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God lives in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. Now, if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, then he who raised Christ from the dead will also bring your mortal bodies to life through his Spirit who lives in you. Not a traditional Christmas text, not a traditional Christmas reading, but Paul really captures the heart of why it is that Jesus became man. And this morning I want to point out three reasons that Jesus became man. The first reason is so that Jesus could deal with sin. Jesus came to earth. Jesus put on flesh. Jesus became man. Jesus became the creation so that he can deal with sin. Verse 1 says, therefore, no condemnation now exists for those in Christ Jesus. Because we were condemned, because we stand condemned, because we stand in sin prior to coming to know Christ, we are people who deserve hell. We deserve to be eternally separated from God. And those who are not in Christ, as Paul uses the phrase, the idea of being in Christ is those who have accepted Christ as their Savior, those who live according to the Spirit, those who strive to be obedient to his commands, not just those who go to church, not just those who read the Bible, not just those who take the moniker of being a Christian, but those who really believe in Jesus or in Christ Jesus. And when you are in Christ Jesus, you therefore have no condemnation. Jesus came to deal with your sin. He says, now you are no longer in condemnation. Now is a temporal phrase. It means it's time sensitive. It means prior to this, you were condemned. Prior to being in Christ, you were someone who was in condemnation, that you were someone who was going to be condemned. You are someone who was going to see the wrath of God. But now that you are in Christ, you are no longer condemned. Why? Because Christ took on that condemnation. Christ took on that wrath. Christ took on that destruction. He has come to set those of us who are enslaved to sin free from sin. We cannot justify ourselves by the law, Paul says. That you can't obey the law good enough. You can't be nice enough. You can't say enough prayer. You can't give away enough money. You can't do enough on your own that you will be right with God under the law. You need Christ. You need Jesus. We can't justify ourselves with the law. And those who are in Christ have had their sin dealt with. Those of us who are in Christ are those of us who have submitted ourselves to him and said, you are my God, and I want to be one of your people. I want to follow you. I want to obey you. I want to live according to your will. I want to trust in you. I want to live my life that in a way that brings you pleasure. And so Jesus came to deal with sin. Why are our sins dealt with? The reason our sins are dealt with is because Jesus became sin and he came as a sin offering. Jesus came to be the sin offering. In the Old Testament, when there was sin, an offering was presented to show to one pay for sin, but also to ask forgiveness for that sin. And so an offering was given. It was usually an animal, a lamb, or depending if you were financially able, a bull. If you were not financially able, it could be something as cheap as a couple of birds. But something was given. Something was used as an exchange. A payment was given because sin must be paid for. And Jesus came, instead of giving some doves or a lamb or a bull, Jesus became the lamb. John in chapter 1 of John the Baptist in chapter 1 of the Gospel of John looks at Jesus and he tells his followers, look, he says, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. That Jesus became the Lamb. Jesus is the one who gave himself as a sin offering. And Paul says in verse 3 of Romans 8, he says, what the law could not do since it was limited by the flesh, God did. The law could not free us from sin because it was limited by us. The law can't save you because we are part of the equation. He goes on to say, he condemned sin in the flesh by sending his own son in flesh like ours under sin's domain. And as sin offering, that Jesus put on flesh, the Creator became the creation so that he can deal with the sin problem. He can deal with the sin problem. Bad news is we have a sin problem. The even worse news is that we've got to convince people that they have a sin problem. That our society and our culture says whatever you want to do is fine. That you can live life the way you want to live it and there's no consequences. There's no way that God will condemn you because you know what? He's just a God of love. And the fact of the matter is God has set perimeters and God has set boundaries on life. And the only way to know God is through Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him. There aren't many paths to God. There aren't many ways to God. If that were so, Jesus is a fool. Why would he give his life if you can get to God another way? Instead, he became condemnation for us. That he became the sin offering. Sin is a costly business. It cost Jesus his life. It cost Jesus that communion with the Father. But because Jesus became man, sin is eradicated. Divine intervention was required, and Jesus became that divine intervention. Therefore, Jesus enters our world to do what none of us could do. And that's be the offering for sin that justifies us. He pays for sin, and he brought us freedom. And when we have dealt with our sin, we are given a gift. Paul tells us about this gift. So the last thing I want us to see is that Jesus came so that you can welcome the Spirit. That God himself dwells in us. Verse 9, he says, you, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God lives in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of God, he does not belong to him. How do you know you belong to God? You have the Spirit in you. The Holy Spirit, God himself, the third member of the Trinity, lives inside of those who are followers of God. Christ coming as a child made the way for the Spirit to dwell in us. In the book of John, the Gospel of John, again, later on in Jesus' teaching, Jesus talks about him needing to go away so that the Spirit could come and dwell. He talks about how John baptizes with water, but one day the disciples will baptize with the Holy Spirit. And that regardless of creed and regardless of background, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of socioeconomic status, the Spirit is available for all of those who are followers of Christ. And we don't live according to the old way, but according to the way the Holy Spirit teaches us and shows us. If you don't belong to Him, you do not have the Spirit. If you don't belong to him, the Spirit does not live within you. How do you belong to him? Well, you believe. You believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. You admit that you are a sinner, that you need a Savior, and you confess your sins and say, I need you. Today we celebrate the coming of Christ. We celebrate him coming and being the sin slayer. We celebrate him coming and putting on flesh because there was bad news. And that bad news caused his death. And as the body of Christ, we want to remember Jesus. We want to remember why he came. We want to remember what he's done. And we want to do that by taking the Lord's Supper. So as we come to a close, I want you to spend some time reflecting on what Jesus did. Reflect on the fact that he took your punishment. And he became the sin slayer so that you can know God. So that you can be someone who was not condemned anymore.